Bill Easterwood, Director of Agronomic Services, Yara North America.
Talking about nutrition, one of the things you mentioned in your presentation is that calcium can sometimes be the forgotten nutrient. What are some signs of deficiency that citrus growers may see if their trees are lacking calcium?
What we see is calcium is the third most important nutrient after nitrogen and potassium. And what you have is you can have weak cell walls, you can have splitting of fruit, you will have small leaves, maybe dark colored because you have a concentration of the nutrition there. You have poor cell walls and possibly some easily damaged limbs. You can also have potentially the fruit drop because during an abscission layer, you need calcium to hold on to your flowers and the buds, etc., also to the fruit.
Well, PFD has certainly been a problem lately with citrus in Florida. Could calcium help prevent that?
Well, from what we know, there's no real study that's answered that question yet. But we have seen where calcium nitrate application has reduced the anthracnose in strawberries. That is the same genus as the PFD in citrus. We would hope that maybe would have an influence there because it seems that most all diseases from the fungal group of diseases are influenced by ammoniacal nitrogen. So with a nitrate source and with calcium to make a thicker cell wall and also to enhance the plant protection mechanisms that do exist, the other ones that do exist, I think it might be beneficial.
What other benefits can citrus growers see from calcium?
Well, we see that calcium and potassium do have an influence on the initiation of plant protection mechanisms. If we don't supply them adequately, then we're losing on a big opportunity to try to protect our plants.